Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Pharrell on a bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out the bad seat, the broken ate a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad out of bad tape, bad lock, bad dude, bad breath, bad attitude, bad vibes. It's the FOTB pod, baby. What could be worse than watching the 08 Stanley Cup Finals Game 6 between the Red Wings and Penguins at the Civic Arena, the Igloo in Pittsburgh? Of course, I consider this final irrelevant at the end of the day. Just didn't matter. It just was inconsequential, of course, because at the end of the day, the Red Wings won. They won the series. They won the cup, and it made me sick to my stomach. They were leading 2-1 in this Game 6. They had outscored the Penguins 8-2 in the third periods of the finals. Up till this Game 6 in Pittsburgh, and just the rivalry between these two teams. Of course, 09 is what mattered. I'm watching Fleury here in 08 with the Penguins on home ice taking on the Red Wings, and I have to really get in a groove looking at the players and who was on the ice and who was involved in this series and the beginning of the back-to-back cup finals with the Red Wings. It was just incredible hockey to play with a shot on a shot and ricochets off the goalie's pad. So it was just an insane 2 years that they both went back-to-back to the finals. It was crazy. Detroit had outshot the Penguins 210-136 up until the point when I'm sitting here watching this third period, this Game 6. I mean, they deserved to win the series in 08. And they got it done, and that's all there is to it. And Franzen and Orpik going at it. Somebody's going to lose an eye. This stuff gets me crazy. I just love watching this, even though it's devastating to lose in the finals of the Stanley Cup. What a hit by Orpik on Franzen into the post, and he gave him a rim rocker. He got just absolutely torqued. No call by the ref. You're going to get lit up. There's my boy, Hines, the Penguins trainer, on the bench. Pharrell on the bench. I got, ooh. Oh, God, Cleary. I'm looking at all these guys. I'm losing weight watching this. It just kills me to watch them lose. It's devastating. The best part of this podcast, Stall Now Feeding. Hush! Just wide and high. The best part of this pod is going to be that they follow this up immediately with the 09 Stanley Cup Finals, which were clearly better, clearly more exciting, clearly better hockey, clearly better individual play, and clearly the outcome was better because the Penguins won Game 7 in Detroit at the Joe to win the Stanley Cup in a shocking fashion, getting even with the Red Wings, and they go loss in 08, win in 09, and the Penguins got their third Stanley Cup in history. It was incredible. They went back-to-back in 91 and 92 with Lemieux and Jagr-Schlager. Oh, in front. Fleury almost got burned on that one. Now Crosby going away. So they went back-to-back again in 16 and 17. So they played in the finals in 91, 92, 08, 09, 16 and 17. I mean, that's a great history. That's like the Islanders playing in all those Stanley Cup finals and winning four straight. That's crazy. A heavy hit behind the net. Unbelievable, the physicality in this game six. Filippula skating the other way. And this is just getting real chippy here, this game six with 15 and a half left. Penguins down 2-1. I'm all kinds of flustered watching it. It's just fantastic. I can't get enough of this. My boy, Devil Rich, with the nod. He called me up to tell me, yo, the Penguins are on versus the Red Wings, back-to-back cup finals on NBC. Stop what you're doing, which is exactly what I did. I stopped everything I was doing to pick up the pace, pick up the action, watch it all, relive it again. Even though it's torture watching him lose. Osgood never saw it. The high riser about 100 miles an hour from Stahl. Anyway, they had Daryl Sador on that team. Some of the names are funny. They got all kinds of guys. Great talent on those Detroit teams. Crosby in the prime of his career. Remember, this was Crosby's first Stanley Cup Finals. Then he played in them again and finally won a Stanley Cup. He'd won everything, Olympic gold, all that, but he had never won the cup. So remember, he's got three of them in 09 and then 16 and 17. So three Stanley Cups and an Olympic gold and an Olympic gold overtime game winner against the U.S. So that was huge for him. This is the last few years of the igloo in Pittsburgh. By the way, I was at this game. I went to this game with, I think, Mafia and my dad, TR. That was the night we took him to the game, sat right on the glass in just fantastic seats, the greatest seats ever. And then when the game was over, TR wouldn't drive us home. He said, get a cab back to your hotel, because we were staying on the East End. And he's like, get a cab, I'm going home. I'm like, oh, I hope you enjoyed those $1,000 seats. Sorry about that. Okay, we'll get a cab home on our own then. Thanks for nothing. Then I just remember going with Mafia out after the game and getting absolutely shack-faced in a bar. I drowned my sorrows. A shot from the point, and it's blocked. Gill had it hammered back his way and out of the zone. Hal Gill. Jesus, some of these guys on this team back then, it's crazy. But they had a hell of a run. They were fast, I'll tell you that much. That's when they started playing with all that speed. And then they got even faster back in 16 and 17, that's for sure. I enjoy watching this. I'm getting into it. Listen, I respect the Red Wings. Great organization. They've been champions. They know how to get it done. There's no denying they're one of the great franchises in the league. And the Penguins and them had quite the few years there of rivalry. And they were the two best teams in hockey. They deserved to be there. Zetterberg spinning. They were really young and just mega talented. Super Euro team. Stahl into the corner, ridden off by Franzen. Malone chasing, can't get the loose puck. Penguins trying to keep it in the end. Zetterberg's speed and hands are amazing. Oh, shot on, and Fleury came up big, but a go. Somehow they squeeze it in and take a two-goal lead on the Penguins. Fleury made the initial save. They said it was a goal. It is a goal. Penguins are arguing. Babcock loves it. Franzen with the shot. Fleury made the save initially, but it came through his legs and was sitting right behind him. And then he sat on it and squirted it out like a fart into the back of the net. Fleury with an own goal. He made the save and then sat back on the puck, and it popped out of his arse and into the goal. And it's legit. He kind of sat on it and had his glove on it too and lost it, and it went in. What a shame. Oh, God. Makes me sick watching it. I may hurl. I'm starting to lose my temper. I think I'm getting a temperature watching the game. I'm starting to get hot and bothered, and not sexually. I'm just getting angry watching the Red Wings beat my Penguins. It kills me. Gonchar couldn't make the play. Unbelievable. 3-1 Wings, Game 6 in Pittsburgh, 08 Finals. So Detroit was up 3-1 in this Game 6. They were up 3-2 in the series, and they got a nice little fat lead here with 11:45 left in the third on the road. Now a 2-on-1 break. A huge save by Fleury on a 2-on-1 break. Zetterberg with a little snapper from the right circle. That would have been 4-1. Zetterberg with a goal and a dime in this one. So the Penguins were in huge trouble here, down a pair of goals with just over 11 minutes left and down 3-2 in the series. You don't win this game, you're done, and they're hoisting the Stanley Cup on your ice and drinking champagne in your building in one of your locker rooms. It's like the ultimate sin. It's just hard to swallow. Tough pill to swallow, believe me, you. So, deep into the Detroit end behind Osgood, wrapped around. Gill can't keep it in the zone. Goes over into the Detroit bench. They were dead. Down 3-1. Now, 9 minutes left. Detroit up 3-2 in the series, up 3-1 in Game 6 on the road in Pittsburgh. Penguins in dire straits. They got nothing but problems going on here. And they had only one shot in the period with under 9 to go. So Detroit has literally taken the game away from them, taken the puck away from them, and dominated with, I think, you know, breakaways, speed, and puck possession and skill and passing. They just were frustrating the Penguins and driving them nuts. Pittsburgh couldn't get anything going. And then they just had one chance after the next. I mean, Cleary with a 2-on-1 crank, and he missed it wide. He kind of flubbed on the shot. Dupuis in the corner, turns it over again. Look out here. A shot by Datsyuk, saved by Fleury with the glove. They just kept peppering Marc-Andre Fleury with shots on goal, cruising to the Stanley Cup championship. Detroit, very dangerous, very skilled players with beautiful moves. They had multiple breakaways, 2-on-1s, 3-on-2s, and I only watched the end of the second period and the third period of Game 6. Imagine if I watched the whole series where they literally dominated them in shots and goals and third period goals and everything. It's just one thing after the next. Samuelson and Filippula going at them. This is when Malkin was in his ultimate prime with Crosby. They were the franchise. And Fleury, the goalie. It's like when Lemieux and Jágr played together. You had those two studs and Bourassa winning Stanley Cups back in 91-92. They were that good then, too. So you can see the talent and the age. It's different. I'm watching them in 2020. They look so much different now, Malkin and Crosby. You can tell the window's closing on them late in their careers. Down to 7 and change. 10-1 in shots, Detroit in the third of this Game 6, and already have a goal and lead by 2 with 7 left. Penguins are grabbing the sticks tight. They're down 2 goals. They're desperate. They can't get the puck, and when they do, they're so stressed out and tight, and they're rushing everything. You can tell they're playing desperate catch-up hockey, knowing their season is slipping through their fingers. They can't get the puck. They can't even try to get it, to corral it, to try to score. All of their chances are basically nil. They have no real opportunities to do anything in this game. That's how good Detroit was. 6.5 left. They just owned them is what they did. So I remember watching it in 08. I knew they were going to lose. You watched this series. I was at these games. I knew they were going to lose. They had lost a game 2-1 at home. And then they're home in game 6, losing again, not scoring, unable to do anything against that great Detroit defense. I think most people thought, without a doubt, that they were going to win in 09 too, and the Red Wings would go back-to-back. I mean, they were certainly favored. They had home ice. They had game 7 at home, the whole deal. So Whitney behind his own end and goalie. Whitney brings it up through the neutral zone, fires it in. So they were in big trouble here. I think they just looked like a team that was kind of glad to be there and didn't have that taste in their mouth like they could get it done. They were just trying to get it done, trying to beat them, trying to pull off the upset, trying to shock the world. But they didn't know how to taste it. They didn't know how to drink from the chalice. Draper boy back to frustrate the Penguins deep in the Pittsburgh end. Killing time again under 5. I mean, I can't even fathom I got to sit here and watch Detroit win the Stanley Cup and hoist the Stanley Cup and celebrate on Penguin ice. I need a shrink. I'm miserable, dyspeptic, distraught, out of hand, terse, livid. I may have stomach irritation, irritable bowel syndrome. I mean, this guy Cleary all over the ice and just laying out Penguins with huge checks. This is back when they actually still hit in the NHL, and they still laid out and gave the body. Orpik through the neutral zone. Can't do anything with it. Turns it over again to Lidstrom. Franzen chasing. Gonchar. Filippula. Crosby steals it. Gonchar trying to do something. Can't. Crosby flying. Crosby stopping on a dime. Crosby feeding, but it goes back out to the neutral zone. So every chance they get turns into a disaster. Nothing happened. 3.5 left. Detroit dumps it back down, and they can taste it. Oh, God. Brian Rafalski even beating the Penguins' ass. Oh, Zetterberg breaking in alone. Zetterberg backhand. Zetterberg all kinds of stick work. Just trying to kill time. 3 left. Down a pair. Game 6, 08 finals, desperate, nothing clicking, nothing happening, fans sitting on their hands, misery loves company. Now a chance, top of the left circle, a drive blocked in front. Zetterberg gets it out, Cleary gets it, dumps it to the other end, into the corner and behind Fleury. I'm just sitting there watching, losing my mind. 2 minutes left and they still can't do a thing. I mean, they're dead in the water. Detroit's just giving them fits. In fact, they're like passing it around and laughing at them and sending the puck to the other end of the ice. 2 left. So they never once did anything to threaten them. They did nothing to get into this third period. But Malkin had a huge shot on, but a save by Osgood with a glove. Bottom line is, Malkin had the nice snapper, Osgood to save, but they called a penalty. Stahl got hooked. Hudler got the call for the hook. So the Penguins get a power play, but there's no time for the weary. You're down a pair of goals in game 6 in a third with a minute 47 left. You are drowning is what you're doing. They pull the goalie, so now they got a 2-man advantage. And then Crosby wins the draw. Malkin top of the slot. Gonchar. They can't mess around. I mean, they got the empty net. They got to do something here. Don't sit there and pass the puck around. You don't have time. 1.5 left. Shot score. Gonchar shot it from the top of the point. And the Pens fans go ballistic and pull within 1-3-2 with 1:27 left. They get the power play goal. Bottom line is, you had the 2-man advantage. Originally, Malkin had it, got it back to Gonchar. I wanted to see if it hit somebody. It definitely hit somebody. It hit a Red Wing player. It went off a body and went in. Nobody on the Penguins hit that. I think it hit a leg of a Red Wing player. They may give it to Hosek. It definitely hit something. I thought it hit a Red Wing leg. Lilja. But Gonchar shot it. It doesn't matter who they give it to.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Now they had a minute 27. They were down a goal, game six. Red Wings on the verge of winning the cup. They pulled a goalie, Fleury, to get the extra attacker. So they got the man advantage, but an empty net in their own end. And now it was down to a minute, and Gonchar got it in his own end. Crosby went back to help. Exactly 60 left. Malkin came through the neutral zone with it, dumped it deep into Detroit's end behind Osgood, sent it out in front. Penguins kept it in deep. Malkin fed it up to Gonchar at the point. Over to Orpik, back to Gonchar, shot it on. It deflected into the crowd with 45 left. At this point, back in 08, I was chewing my fingers off. Forget about fingernails. I was down to the bone. I was chewing my fingers one at a time, losing my mind, cussing, screaming, yelling, blaming, hating. I remember my family turning on me. I was working at the Howard Stern channels at the time. I was there. I started there in 06, so it was second, third year there. And I'm sitting there watching the Penguins and Red Wings in the Stanley Cup final. Believe me, you, I was crazy. And the Penguins finally called a timeout with 45 seconds left. They didn't have time to mess around. They had a man advantage, empty net. They got a score, or it's over. It's that simple. They had a whiteout going at the igloo. Every single fan in the building was wearing white. They were trying that old shtick. But Lidstrom and Rafalski and Zetterberg, Franzen, all of them, Datsuk, they just weren't having it. Mike Babcock in his glory days with the Red Wings. Of course, all of his success came in Detroit. He certainly didn't have any in Toronto. Now, Crosby against Drury on the faceoff, and the Red Wings won it, and Rafalski got it out. That killed the Penguins right there. Malkin went back to get it. And then they had a great chance, but Osgood made a save on a Malone dump. He tried to pass it over to Staal, but it got deflected. So that didn't work, but they had a great chance there with Malone and Staal breaking in a little mini two-on-one. They popped over the line and had a chance. But I really thought that Zetterberg got back in time and Rafalski to make the play. They weren't going to score there. So 33 left. And then Crosby, again, on the faceoff, loses the draw. That's two in a row he lost in the most crucial moment of the game. You got to win those faceoffs deep in Detroit's end. I know that much. Goes to the far side. Gonchar kept it in, then turns it over. Datsuk skates away with it. Datsuk out to center ice. Gonchar went back and stole it from him, but they were down to 10. Shot it in. Lidstrom clears, and it was all over. They had no time left, tried to get a shot on. They made a shot, but a huge save by Osgood as time ran out and the Red Wings won the Stanley Cup. Oh, God, watching them celebrate. I'm having a bowel movement. Honestly, my liver just fell out on the floor. What an attempt at the end. What a great chance they had on Osgood. One last chance with 2 seconds left. They shot it in, and he made a beautiful save. It was just like 09, because at the end of that series, Detroit was down 2-1 in that Game 7, and they had a great chance inside the circle late with no time left, and Fleury made the most unbelievable save ever that you've ever seen in your life to preserve the cup for the Penguins. Here's the Red Wings celebrating in Pittsburgh, and the Penguins players are lying on the ice, devastated, crying, can't even get up off of the ice. They're literally laying on the ice like somebody just ran over their dog. Crosby tapping Fleury on the helmet, showing him love. All the Red Wings hugging and kissing one another and celebrating and giving Osgood all kinds of juice. Draper boy. God, I hated that team. Crosby had a great backhand snapper and then the loose puck in front. It was a Crosby backhander from the circle that Osgood made a brilliant save. The puck was loose. Hossa had a chance, flicked it in the air, but it went across the goal mouth. It was already over when Hossa hit it. It went through the crease. It wouldn't have mattered. They're trying to sell us that it would have counted, but the clock was over. The game was over. The Crosby shot was with 2 seconds left. There's no way you're getting two shots on goal with 2 seconds left from 15 feet apart. That's all I know. Crosby's shot was from the circle. Osgood's was on the doorstep that he saved on Hossett, flicked across the crease, and that was that. And Lidstrom and all his boys started shaking hands with the Penguins, and they win the game 3-2, and they win the Stanley Cup in 08. It made me want to cry. Oh, God. Holy, 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 holy. But remember this, revenge is best served cold, son. So for the first time in a quarter century, the Stanley Cup final had the same two teams back to back. And home teams, 25-2 in game sevens of Stanley Cup finals. Home teams, 25-2 in game sevens of Stanley Cup finals. So Game 7 was at the Joe, the historic Joe Louis Arena in Hockey Town. Of course, everyone in the world had the Red Wings going back-to-back. The Penguins had other ideas, though. So they went and showed you Game 6, the clincher for the Red Wings in Pittsburgh in 08 when they won the Cup. And now they're going for back-to-back at home at Joe Louis. And like I said, home teams don't lose game sevens in the Stanley Cup Finals. Now Cleary behind the net. Fleury for the Penguins in goal. Gonchar in his own end gets lit up. Loose puck. Detroit in front. Cleary on the doorstep, but Fleury poked it away. Now Zetterberg. This was just an unbelievable 2 years in a row, war of attrition, a battle like no other. You know, in 08, they go 6. 09, they go 7. Literally no one on the face of the earth thought the Penguins would win this game in Detroit. What a game this was. I mean to tell you, this is one of the greatest games I ever saw in my life. If you've ever heard my call of it on the Howard Stern channels, the night was June 12th, I'll never forget it, of 09. I did the broadcast. If you Google search it, it's Pharrell calls Game 7, Pens Red Wings, 09, and you'll find the broadcast. It is not safe for work. It is not safe for children. It is not safe to play in front of women. It is the most vulgar, despicable, ruthless, foul mouth, abusive language broadcast ever. The NHL was on Sirius at the time, so we had the rights, so I was able to do the play-by-play, and I called the game with no censorship, with swearing, and if you hear my broadcast of it, it'll blow your mind. Again, it's Pharrell calls Game 7 Red Wings Penguins 2009, and you'll see it on Google, and it's one of the greatest broadcasts ever. Still in the Detroit end, scoreless, game 7, 2 minutes in. Penguins chasing it deep in their own end. Detroit grinding with the loose puck. Stahl comes up with it. Scuderi. Penguins trying to get it out of their own end. Puck comes free. Tyler Kennedy couldn't get it going. Back into the Pittsburgh end. What a game this turned out to be. I'll never forget it as long as I live, hopefully. With my early Alzheimer's, you never know. But it was one of the greatest nights I've ever had in my life and one of the greatest hockey memories of my life. Puck in behind Osgood. Dupuis trying to get it away from the Red Wings. It was just an unbelievable series and an unbelievable game. Gonchar in his own end. Orpik. Detroit trying to wrap it around and they can't. Dupuis chasing out to center ice. Loose puck. Now Gonchar ahead. Dupuis. Chatan. I used to love listening to Rick Jeanneret say, Chatan! Mark Eaton back to play it for the Penguins. In his own end. Now Lidstrom a drive, blocked in front. Letang got hurt, loose in front, up to the point, and it trickles through to center ice. Crosby back chasing. Somehow the puck ends up in Fleury's glove, so four and something in and no score. So that's pretty cool they showed these clinching games. And you got to relive it. I think it's badass. Dan Bylsma was the coach of the Penguins. Sullivan, of course, won back-to-back in 16 and 17 as the coach of the Penguins. Shot blocked in front. Penguins going the other way. Talbot deep into the Detroit end. Loose puck. Scuderi behind the net. Talbot grinding in the corner with Malkin. Loose puck. Filippula comes away with it. Detroit trying to score first against the Penguins in Game 7. Shoot it. Goes out to center ice, wrapping around the boards all the way out. 5 minutes into the game, it's been thrilling so far. No score. My boy Edzo on the call with Doc. Orpik gets it out of the Pittsburgh end. Guerin shoots it on Osgood, makes the stick save. Datsyuk ahead for Zetterberg. Orpik misses him. Crosby back to help him, though. Gonchar at the other side, up ice. Billy Guerin now, an executive, running the Wild. GM. Just fantastic stuff. I'm losing my mind. Loose puck. Detroit in their own end, up ice. Into the Pittsburgh end. Gill goes back to get it. Near corner. Loose puck. Penguins giving Detroit all they can handle physically in this game 7 at the Joe. Gill in his own end behind Fleury. Penguins had a lot of size, physicality on that 08-09 teams. Kennedy ahead. Stahl chasing near corner. Samuelson back fighting. Eaton with a shot blocked by the blocker of Osgood down into the far corner. Loose puck. So almost seven in and no score of game 7. Everyone and their brother was on Detroit. All the bettors, you name it. Pittsburgh had won game 6 at the Civic Arena at the Igloo 2-1. And in that game, Stahl scored in the second period at 51 seconds in, and then Tyler Kennedy scored 5:35 in from Talbot and Fedotenko, and they won the game 2-1. Draper had the other goal 8 minutes in for the Red Wings, but the Penguins won the game, forcing game 7. It was the first time the Penguins played a 7th game in the Stanley Cup Finals, while the Red Wings made their 7th appearance in a game 7. Detroit had previously gone 3-3 in game 7s. Their last Stanley Cup final game 7 was in 1964 against the Maple Leafs, where they lost 4-0 at Maple Leaf Gardens. So going into the game, the Red Wings, Mike Babcock joined Mike Keenan as the only men to coach game 7s of the Stanley Cup finals with two different teams, having been with the Ducks when they lost to the Devils in 03. The home team won all 7 games of the series. It was just incredible that they went back-to-back and faced each other. So Into the second period, the Penguins strike first, and it was bad hands Talbot from the near corner. Guerin, now Crosby beneath the line. Spinning into the circle, loose puck taken away by Datsyuk. Puck goes into the Pittsburgh end. Orpik corrals it. Orpik flying up the near side through the neutral zone, dumps it into the near corner. Now behind the net, Talbot chasing. Turnover, Talbot on the side of the net, in front. Max Talbot on the doorstep, going into the far corner, beating Osgood. What a snapper. And it was a beautiful play. And the Penguins lead game 7, 2-1 at the Joe. Unbelievable. Orpik set it up, sending it into the corner. Detroit turned it over along the goal line. Talbot grabbed it and put it in. Unbelievable. Off of Malkin's skate. A nifty move. And Talbot goes right between the legs. 5-hole. He schools him and says, how do you like me now? And Pittsburgh has the 1-0 lead. One of the things I remember most about the second period was I think Crosby got hit and hurt in that period and hurt his knee. And that was a huge factor in the game. I think Johan Franzen had crushed him into the boards. He ended up only being able to skate one shift for the rest of the game, 7. I just remember after they had the 1-0 lead in the second, they gave the Red Wings a power play. They didn't score. And then Malkin had a great chance on Osgood, but Osgood made the glove save. They went to the third with a 1-0 lead, and I was literally losing my mind. You're up 1-0 on the road in a game 7. It's the longest 20 minutes of your life. That's all I know. I'll never forget the game either because Detroit had more firepower. They were badass. I remember Hossa had gone to play for the Red Wings, so I turned on him like a sieve. Loved him when he was on the Pens, hated him when he was on the Red Wings. So I just remember the Penguins outplayed him. They did everything to the Red Wings in that Game 7 at the Joe that the Red Wings had done to them in 08 in the third period of that Game 6. They literally let the Penguins do nothing with the puck. And in this game in 09 that I'm watching, they stopped them. Literally, almost every time they had the puck, they blocked it, stopped it, got in the way, created turnovers. Oh, Cook had a chance on a breakaway, but Osgood made a huge save, but they call the penalty. Cook had a huge game. He's one of the dirtiest players ever in the league. Everybody hated his guts, but he played his ass off for the Penguins back then. I love the guy. He's one of those guys you love if he's on your team and hate him if he's not. The Pens controlled the puck. They were out shooting them through the first half of that game. They had the possession more. They dominated with the puck and with hits. And I thought they outplayed them physically and defensively. I thought they frustrated the Red Wings. And there were all kinds of cheap shots by the Red Wings in the game on Crosby. And I'm willing to say even the shot Franzen put on him to hurt his knee. So I thought the shot on Crosby that got him hurt and sent him to the dressing room was a cheap shot. No call. And by the way, there was no call on the Cook drag down either. But then at the other end, they call a penalty on the Penguins. This was when I started losing my mind in this game and started cussing because I thought Detroit was getting all the calls and love from the refs. And you know how much I hate refs.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is going to be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Detroit with huge chances in front and blurry. What a shame. And the Penguins will skate away with it from their own end. Down a man. Talbot back. Shot on. Osgood had to make the shorty save. 20 seconds into the power play. Adams with a chance for the Gwynns. Franzen wins the draw. Red Wings from their own end. A buck and a half left in the power play. Skating up ice. Zetterberg over onto the far wing, and they're going to call offsides. I remember calling games, Thrasher games at the Joe, and the Thrashers got their ass beat in Detroit. I remember I called a game there one night. It was literally 10 degrees in Detroit. It was freezing ass and snowing. And that arena filled with a sea of red and their fans. That is the toughest place to win in the NHL. And here the Penguins are in a game 7-09 trying to win the Stanley Cup on the road. It never happens. Detroit with 45 left on the power play. Down one zip in a second. 12 and a half left. Into the corner, Hossa. Into the near corner. Penguins somehow come away with it. And skate up ice. It's Talbot. Maxime Talbot with a shot over Osgood's shoulder. Still with the man advantage, Detroit. Skating the other way is Hossa over the line. Dumping for Franzen. Into the near corner. Back to the point. Lidstrom. Down to Franzen. Shot on from the left circle, blocked. 10 left with the man advantage. Datsyuk dragging, sends it up to Lidstrom. Over to the top of the left circle, back to Lidstrom. A drive, loose in front, comes behind the net, and the Penguins clear. Gill has a chance breaking in, but the Red Wings get the puck. So here we are, 10 minutes left in the second period. And Talbot comes in on the wing after a turnover and goes, you gotta love it, off of the wall. The puck came free. A nice shot by Kunitz to get it through the neutral zone. Talbot came in from the left circle and held onto the puck long enough with a fake little dipsy with his stick and went over the glove side to score to make it 2-0. Bad hands, Talbot with a little dipsy do, and he went top shelf where Grandma keeps the cookies and the peanut butter. You gotta love it. Maxime Talbot, and the Penguins lead it 2-0 at the Joe in game 7. It's unbelievable. A 2-goal lead over the Red Wings on the road in a game 7. It never happens, but it is happening. So after 2, you're up 2-0, and I'm just freaking out because I can't even believe that Max Badhands Talbot, who's been on my show, has scored twice on Chris Osgood, who's also been on my show, Pharrell on the Bench. And they got 20 minutes to seal the deal and win the Stanley Cup. Can they do it? Can they get it done? I was, besides myself, absolutely freaking and cussing and yelling and screaming. I'll never forget it. And it was the most stressful 20 minutes of hockey I ever saw in my life. It took about 45 minutes, the period. I thought I was going to drop dead. I thought I was going to have a massive heart attack. That's how crazy I was. Cleary at the point turns it over to the Penguins, and they clear. Crosby really never came back on the ice and did anything except pick up the Stanley Cup and hoist it in the air. His first. Filippula now in the circle, goes behind the net. Near wall to the point. Now beneath the goal line. Over to the far corner. Letang trying to get it. Talbot grinding. Up to the point. A blast. Into the corner. Kennedy chasing. Samuelson gets it. Along the far wall, Samuelson turns it over. Samuelson laying on top of the puck. And now a penalty. They call a penalty on the Penguins. They're doing anything they can, these refs, to let the Red Wings back in the game. I remember it like it was yesterday. the stick between the legs. They got eaten on this call. I thought that was a candy-ass call myself. So then Crosby came back on the bench. He was sitting on the bench. He got hurt in the second when Franzen raked him along the wall and hurt his knee. Now the Red Wings were on a power play. 3 minutes into the third, Penguins clear it out. This is a huge moment in the game. Datsyuk carries it in, sends it around the boards. Holmstrom behind the net, back up to the top of the point. Holmstrom, circle, shot, Hossa. Near wall now, Lidstrom point, far point. Lidstrom, top of the slot, over to Datsyuk. Datsyuk, down deep, spins it around, Hossa's shot, blocked to the far wall. Circle shot, loose in front, Stahl gets it, turns it over. Detroit keeps it in. Lidstrom, top of the slot. Lidstrom, top of the circle, shot, and a save by Fleury with a minute left in the power play. And they're talking smack to him, and it doesn't matter. Still 2-0. How do you like them apples? Fleury had decked Holmstrom, and Holmstrom was looking for a call from the refs because Fleury chopped him down like a tree. Minute left in the power play for Detroit. 2-0 Penguins game 7, 16-15 left in the third. Pittsburgh trying to win the cup on the road in a game 7. Shot from the circle is wide, and it goes out and through and down. Even Doc Emrick can't believe that Talbot has both goals for Pittsburgh. Loose puck now cleared down, 25 left in the man advantage. So I remember in this game, they didn't score on the power play, but they scored moments later after the power play with like 13 and change left to make it a one-goal game. So the power play ticked off. Nothing happened. It was still 2-0 Penguins with 15 and a half left in the game. You know it's coming. Lidstrom up ice. Malkin tries to steal it. Draper boy with a shot. A backhander is wide into the corner. Draper digging for it. Malkin back to Letang. Letang up the boards, but not out. Detroit keeps it in. Detroit had 3 shots in the third, none for the Penguins. Penguins skating backwards on their heels, trying to close out game 7 with a 2-goal lead. Orpik from his own end, through the neutral zone, behind Osgood. In the Detroit end, 14 and a half left. You know it's coming now. You can feel it coming. Filippula, near corner, left circle, grinding into the corner. Samuelson down there. Filippula behind the net, behind Fleury. Filippula feeds it out to the point. Penguins get it out to center. 14 left. Loose puck, Filippula, far wall. From the point, shot, loose, dribbles into the near corner. You know it's coming. Kennedy can't get it out. Red Wings from the circle into the near corner. Samuelson grinding. Far wall, top of the point, kept in. Filippula down into the far corner. Loose, Stahl gets it. Out to center. Loose puck taken away by Eaton. Sent into Detroit's end. Loose puck. Now Detroit flying through center. Datsyuk with Holmstrom. Datsyuk gets ridden into the wall behind the net. Loose puck. Hossa digging. Hossa. Top of the slot. Top of the point. Shot. Loose. Holmstrom can't get it. Penguins come up with it. Through center. Guerin sends it down into Detroit's end. Detroit eventually scored with like 7 and change left and got back in the game. So they had 7 and change left to try to tie the game. And I just remember it got really crazy in those last 7 minutes. Fleury made tons of great saves in the third because Detroit threw everything but the kitchen sink at him. So Crosby came back in the third for the one shift that he skated. His knee was fried. There was basically 10 and a half left in the game. They were still up 2-0 at this point when Crosby got on the ice. Guerin had a snapper that Osgood flicked in the air with his blocker. This is about when they score to make it 2-1. Detroit had it deep in the Pittsburgh end. They clear it out through center. Cronwall got it over to Cleary along the near wall. Letang got dumped down. Malkin behind the net. Puck went up the boards. Penguins cleared it out. So this is when Lidstrom's up at the point, keeps it in. And then Samuelson in the corner. They wrap it around. Filppula sends it up to the point. Lidstrom a drive. Goes back into the near corner. Then they send it up to the point. This is when Lidstrom goes over to Eriksson and he scores. Oh, the humanity. Jonathan Eriksson scores to make it 2-1 and there's 6:07 left in the game. I thought I would puke. They're going crazy at the Joe. What a slap shot from almost at the blue line. Rafalski sent it up to Lidstrom. Cross-ice feed. One-timer slap shot over the glove of Fleury and in. This was one of the greatest hockey games I ever saw in my life. The pressure and stress was absolutely through your nose. Malkin had a huge blast from the top of the slot with about 4:15 left, and Osgood came up big. That would have iced it. It was the longest 3.5 minutes of my life, I can guarantee you that. Adams in the far corner for the Penguins with Talbot. Fedotenko now behind the line, taken away by the Red Wings. Looking for Zetterberg, can't do it. Penguins keep it in. Osgood slides it along the near wall. Detroit skating up through the neutral zone, dumping into the Penguins' end. Gill loses it. Scuderi sends it to the far wall. Stahl chases, can't get it. Franzen down there banging with Zetterberg. Franzen gets it, loses it. Stahl comes up with it, loses it. Scuderi and Stahl banging for the loose puck. Back to the far corner, Franzen. 2:20 left. Detroit with the puck up to the point. Shot from the circle off of the crossbar. Oh, the humanity. They were that close to tying it. Under 2 to go. Minute 30 left. Penguins get it out. Detroit dumps it back in. Pittsburgh once again gets it out of their own end. Detroit desperate. Filppula shot. Blocked. Up into the netting. A whistle. Buck 17 left. Believe me, they showed it 100 times, that puck hitting the crossbar that would have tied the game. Cronwall was the guy that shot it. Now an empty net for the Red Wings. Lidstrom at the point. Far wall, Cleary grinding beneath the line. Along the near wall, Penguins get it. Clear it out. Down into Detroit's end. No goalie. They got the extra attacker on. A minute left. Now Fleury sweeping it into the near corner. Penguins doing anything to get it out. Off the glass and out through the neutral zone. Up ice. Detroit sends it into the Pittsburgh end. Scuderi back. Cleary. Stahl on top of him. Datsyuk trying to get it. Stahl comes away with it. Penguins clear. 35 left. Trying to win game 7 on the road at the Joe. Now a whistle offside on Zetterberg. Just like the night it happened, Chopper was 1 and Gunner was 4 watching this game. Unbelievable. They wave off Malkin, drop the puck, 30 seconds left. Detroit sends it in. Fleury stops it, sends it back up the far wall. Malkin gets it, can't clear. Top of the point, shot, deflected into the near corner. Flicked up into the seats with 16 left. Faceoff was out at center ice. They said that it was not intentional and there's no penalty, so they move it out to the neutral zone. Drop the puck. Again, the refs, second time in a row, they said that the faceoff was illegal. The refs are just dragging this out. I'll never forget it. I was like, drop the puck, you Ferellan idiot. They finally drop the puck. Detroit gets it, sends it into the zone. Shot on behind Fleury. Loose puck, they're fighting for it, and they blow a whistle with 6 left. It was the game that would never end. Torture. Zetterberg and Stahl to face off. Loose puck comes up to the point. A shot on, it's loose. In front, Lidstrom with a shot, and Fleury comes up big, and the clock stalls, and the Penguins win the Stanley Cup. The Penguins win the Stanley Cup. The Penguins win the Stanley Cup. The Penguins win game 7 at the Joe. Unbelievable. It never happened, but it has happened. The Pittsburgh Penguins win their 3rd Stanley Cup, and they're going crazy in the Steel City. Spit shine your shoes. We're going dancing. dancing with Lord Stanley. Shakeheady. The Red Wings can't believe they've lost to the Penguins. Crosby gets his knee hurt, but he's still out celebrating like a champion that he is for the first time. The Penguins' third cup in their history. Of course, they'd win two more in 16 and 17. Check out. Of course, Hossa left the Penguins after 08 to go play for the Red Wings and win a Stanley Cup. Too bad the Penguins won the cup. You lose, Hossa. Check out. It was the first time that the visiting team, the Penguins, or any team, had won the cup at Joe Louis Arena in the venue's 30-year history. It was the last ever Stanley Cup final game ever played at Joe Louis Arena before they moved into their new building, Little Caesars. The Red Wing fans were booing the entire trophy ceremony. They weren't having it. Too bad. The MVP, Conn Smythe, went to Gino Malkin. Sidney Crosby, the youngest captain to hoist the Stanley Cup. He's got to take a picture with the commissioner, of course, Gary Bettman. There's your picture. Now take your Lord Stanley for a skate, young fella. Yeah, there it is. Yeah. Shake it, ooh, the Penguins with their third Stanley Cup. Unbelievable. And the party is on in a Steel City. His knee doesn't hurt now when he's skating around with a 35-pound mama. Time to drink some beer and champagne in that puppy. Billy Guerin skating with the cup. Then he handed it to Sergei Gonchar. And Chatan for the first time. Sikora got it. Gill got it. Boucher got it. Fedotenko got his hands on it. Adams tasting and hoisting. I gotta tell you, reliving it was incredible. Watching it live was even better. 08-09, Wings, Penguins will go down in history as two of the greatest Stanley Cup finals ever. And June 12th, 09, one of the greatest nights of my life, seeing the Penguins win it again. And then to win it two more times, I mean, it's indescribable. I hope you enjoyed this, reliving the Cup Finals in 08 and 09 on the Pharrell on the Bench podcast. Check it out.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.